Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin, daf Kuf Gimel. Begin on the bottom line, the last word on the Kuf Beis Mabeis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had introduced a discussion regarding Evir Menachai, because it's related to the halacha of our previous mission of a Gid Anasha, regarding does it relate also to a behemoth, tamei, non-kosher animal, which had a machlegish Rebbein Chachamim, and our mission is so too regarding Evir Menachai. So the Gemara got into the discussion regarding Evir Menachai, and so too its related Isser of Basta Menachai. Now, there's Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish that the Gemara quoted regarding the sources for the Isser Evim Menachai and Basa Menachai, and related Pasik of Basa Sada, of the Basa Trefa, of an animal that has a fatal flaw that's not kosher. So Rabbi Yechon learned out from the Pasik of Leisechal Nefesh Amal Basar as the source of Evim Menachai, and the Pasik of Basa Basada Trefa Leisechelu for Basa Menachai and Basa Trefa. Whereas the Rish Lakish said, the Pasuk of Leisechal Nefesh and Mabasa actually includes Evim Menachai and Basa Menachai, and the Pasuk of Basa Basa the Trefa Leisechelu is referring only to Basa Trefa, which therefore there's ramifications, as the Gemara spoke about, when you eat one of these three, if you eat two out of these three, if it's from the same Pasuk, then you're only going to be liable for one set of lashes, versus if from two different Pesukim, it's going to be two, and depending on which case, it's going to be this Machigis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. But one thing the Gemara said was that if a person eats a limb from a living creature and meat from a treifa animal, then according to everyone, you can be chayiv too, because they're learned from two different sukkim, one from the pasuk of basa basa the treifa, and the other one from the pasuk leisechal nefesh amabasa. So on that last halacha that the Gemara says v'reminu, but that seems to be contradicted by a different machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. It's like a tin type of kuf gimel manaf. Gemara says, achal eva menachai mena treifa. If someone eats a limb from a living creature from a treifa, meaning an animal that was treifa when it was still alive, meaning it has a mortal defect, and someone ate a limb from that living animal, so Rabbi Yechon Ami says chayiv shtayim, the person who eats this limb is liable for two violations. Rabbi Shimon Malakish Ami says in the chayiv alach is only liable for one. So the Gemara explains, bishlem Rabbi Yechon Nichu, we understand according to Rabbi Yechon, as we said, everyone actually holds that the Isra of Evim Menachai and the Isra of Treif are two different things. So Rabbi Yechon, it makes sense that he says you can be Chayiv for two. El Rabbi Shimon Malakish Kasha, but according to Rish Lakish, it's difficult. Even according to him, these are learned from two different Sukkim, and therefore you should be liable for two violations, not just for one. Some of you, he says, like Kasha, it's not a difficulty. Kan by Behema Achas. This Machlekes that we just quoted to Birchon Rish Lakish is talking about of one animal, as we described the case. Kan b'shtei behemis, in the previous Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis, was talking about two different animals, which is a person is eating a limb from this living animal, and they ate meat from this treifa animal, as the Gemara explains. B'shtei behemis mechayiv shtayim, you're right. Everyone agrees, as we said, even according to Rish Lakish, when there's two different animals, he's liable for two violations, even though he's eating at the one time, and he's getting the same warning when he's eating it, but it's two different violations. But when it's one animal, meaning from the treifa animal, he ate a limb from it when it was still alive, that's where Pligi, that's where Rish Lakish disagrees, as the Gemara explains. So the Gemara asks, but behema achas, but my Pligi, when it's one animal, what are they disagreeing about? Why would Rish Lakish say that you're pater, but it's two different violations, it's learned from two different psukim? So Mabayi says, Kugoin, the case is Tomat, that shenitrefa imitzias ruba. If the animal became a treifa when the majority of it emerged from the womb, meaning it was born, and as it was born, it became a treifa. Some mortal defect happened as in the birth. So the machlekes is as follows. Marsa Rabbi Yechonin held, and we had discussed these ideas in the previous daf, behema b'chayeha, an animal when it's still alive, le'ivar maimendis, it's standing to be eaten and utilized, if there wasn't an isra even the chai, in their limbs. So the moment that the animal is born, it already takes effect the Isser of Evir Menachai, because you view it as, even though it's one intact creature, you view it as a compilation of limbs, but there is the Isser Evir Menachai even when it's intact, and that happens the moment that it's born. And the Isser of Treifa, in this case, is also happening the moment it's born, because that's actually when it became a Treifa. So therefore, V'issa Treifa, V'issa Evir, B'hadi Hadadi Kasu. So the Issa Treifa and the Issa Evir Menachai happen at the same time. And then everyone agrees that, generally, that then it could take effect. It's not an Issa Chalal Issa type of problem. They're happening at the same time. This is happening at the same time. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonin said, you can be Chai for both. But Amar Savrish Lakish held, no, Behemen B'chayeha, Lav Leivar Memedis. An animal, when it's still alive, it's not ready to be in its elements of limbs. It's considered one big creature, as we discussed this Tanoic opinion in the previous daf, and therefore there is no Isser Avru on this creature until it actually gets separated from the organism. Now, the thing is, but it already was a trait for the moment it was born. And then you come into the concept of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. When you already have a pre-existing Isser, another Isser cannot then subsequently take effect in it. So V'leyasi Isser Aver, so he cannot have the Isser of Aver Nechai, which only happens later when it gets detached from the creature, Chayla Issa Trefa, to take effect on the Issa Trefa, which already was the moment that it was born. Now, that's B'behema Achas. But by two animals, you can't say that, because this is because of Trefa, and this one's because of the limb of a kosher animal, and there's no Issa Chalal Issa. Because the problem of Issa Chalal Issa, which Rish Lakish says you only mechayev for one, is when it's from the same creature. It already had the Issa of Trefa, you cannot then go ahead and add on the Issa of Eva Menachai. That's one interpretation. V'bayisim, if you want, you could say, and these are all similar interpretations, the kuleyama that everyone holds behemah b'chayeha, an animal when it's still alive, lav le'evar memendis. No, it's not standing to be looked upon as if they're separate limbs. Now, since at the moment of birth, as we described the case, was that's when the animal became a treifa, so it turns out that the treifa iser happened first. Now, and the iser aver is only happening when it gets detached. Now, ubemesi iser aver, and to bring upon the iser of aver menachai when it finally gets cut off, to be mechala iser treifa, to take effect on the iser treifa, which was the moment it was born, kamiflagi, that's what they're disagreeing about. Which is mar savar, asi iser aver, chayla iser treifa. Birchon holds that the iser of Eva Nechai, yeah, could subsequently take effect on the pre-existing Isser that this animal already has of being a Trefa. And the reason for this is, we discussed this idea also in the previous stuff, is because the Isser of Eva Nechai is a stringent Isser that applies even to a Ben Nayach. So there you would say Isser Maisef, that will go ahead and take effect on this limb. Or Marsav, Rish Lakish, that lo yasi Isser Eva Chai la Isser Trefa, then no, you don't say that Isser Maisef. It's not going to go take effect because it already has a pre-existing Isser, and therefore you only be Chai one, that is for the Isser of Trefa. Viba Yisemo. Or if you want, you could say, similarly but different, the Kulam Behem Bechaye Leivar Memendis. No, now we're going the other way around. What is the one that Rish Lakish holds that Yichai for? That's the discussion. Up until now, we're saying it's the one of Trefa, not the one of Aver. Now the Gemara is saying, if you want, you could say that actually everyone holds that a Behem Bechaye Leivar Memendis. Yeah, we look at the animal right when it's born, all the limbs are Avarm, and they have the Isra Avim Nechai already then, the moment that it's born. And therefore, we're going to describe the case that the Isra Aver came first, because it happens the moment that it's born. And actually, the animal became a treifa later on in its life. It had something that injured it and got a mortal defect. And their machlekes is, could the subsequent Issa treifa take effect on the pre-existing Issa Eva Menachai? And that is Marsa, Rabbi Yechon held that you do say Issa Chalal Issa. And that is Asi, the Issa treifa could come, v'chayel, and take effect on the pre-existing Issa Eva, which is even when the animal is still alive. And therefore, he holds that you'll be chayefa too. Umar Savar, whereas Rish Lakish held, that loyasi, no, you can't have the Issa Trefa come, v'chayel, and take effect on the animal until the animal is slaughtered. Because up until then, the Issa is like floating in the air, because you can't make it Asa because of Trefa, it's already Asa because of Eva Menachai. When it loses its life, when it's slaughtered, now it's not Eva Menachai anymore, that's when the Issa Trefa could go ahead and take effect. But that's what we're saying, that when you're eating it when it's still alive, you'll only be violating the Isra Ibn Nechai and not for that of Treva. Now, another different approach, Rav Amma, he says, Kigen Shetolish Mimenu Aver. The case that we're talking about is, for example, if let's say they detached a limb, like for example, they cut off from the leg higher than the knee, which Betrefa Bay. And when they cut off the Aver, which is the Aver Menachai, when you detach it, you're making Aver Menachai, that also made it into a treifa, because now you made a mortal defect, because you ripped off a limb in a place where the animal can't survive. And Marsav, Rabbi Yechon held, behemah b'chaya, leivarm enoy medes. The animal, when it's still alive, is not standing to be considered as if they're separate limbs. We don't see the Issa Eva Menachai when it's still alive. Now, so therefore, when you cut it off, both are taking effect at the same time. Issa Eva v'issa treifa, but how the other causes? So both of them are happening. The Issa Eva Menachai is when you took it off, a limb from a living creature, and that made it into a treifa too. Whereas a Marsa Rish Lakish held that no, behemah b'chaya leivar memendis. No, an animal when it's alive, we do view it as individual limbs. So therefore, the Issa Eva Menachai was already there before you detached it. So b'leyasa Issa treifa chayla Issa Eva, so you can't have the subsequent Issa treifa, which is the moment you detach it, take effect on the Issa Eva Menachai that already had before, and there'd be only Michai for one. Now, another teaching, this time Amr B'chibar Abba, Amr B'yechon, another teaching from B'yechon on this topic, says, Achal chaylev min achay min atreifa. Someone eats the forbidden fats from a living creature that's also a treifa. So Reb Chiba Abba says, Nim Reb Yechanan chayiv shtayim. In other words, the chiddush he's saying is, although here there's three prohibitions, there's the limb from a living creature, there's the chaylev, the forbidden fat, and there's the isid treifa, eating anything from an animal that has a mortal defect, still he's saying for Reb Yechanan that you only get two sets of lashes, which the Gemara later on is going to say which one of the three is the one that you're not going to get lashes for. However, Amali Rabami said to Reb Chiya Bar Abba, V'lema mar shalish, let the master say that there's going to be three sets of lashes. Shani Yoyimah, because I say in the name of Reb Yechanan, that actually you're going to be liable for shalish, for three. As the Gemara says, Itmaname, so too we learned, like Rabami's version. Where this time it was Amr Abavo. Rabavo said to Amr Reb Yechanan, what did Reb Yechanan say? Achel chaylev, menachay, menatreifa, the same case. Eats the forbidden fats from a living creature that's also a treifa, chayev, shalish, be liable for three sets of lashes. Now, ask the Rebbe Maikimavli, what is this machlekes, Reb Ami and Reb Avo, with the version of Reb Chiya Bar Abba, if you're going to be chayev for three or two? So the Gemara has a similar discussion as I had before. Kugan shenitrefa emitzias ruba. First interpretation is saying that it became a treifa when the majority of the animal came out, meaning when the moment of birth, it became a treifa. So manda meshalish ksav, the one who says you can be liable for three sets of lashes, holds behemim b'chaya levar memedes. An animal when it's still alive, it's standing to be viewed as if they're independent limbs. So the iser chaylev, the iser aver, the iser treifa b'hadi adar kasu. So it comes out that the moment of birth is the time when all three prohibitions are happening at the same time. Because the Isra Eva is happening when it's born, because we view it even b'chayel levarm. The Isra Trefa happened the moment of birth. And moreover, that when it's born, that's when the Isra Chedev takes effect. Because those fats of the shlil, when it's a fetus inside the womb, is actually permitted, as the Gemara said on the Samach Testament Aleph, that says, kol b'behemet ha'chelev, whatever is inside the animal after you slaughter it, is permitted, which includes the fetus and every part of it, including the chelev. So since all three only happen the moment of birth, either bringing Mechai for all three. But a man, the Mishtaim, the one that said you're only liable for two, he held, Ksava behemah b'chayel lav levar memendes. No, an intact creature, we don't view it as a conglomerate of limbs. It doesn't have an aver yet. The aver menachai is only when you detach the aver. So the isa chela, the isa trefa, ikka. So what you do have is the isa of the forbidden fats and the isa of trefa, which they both happen at the time of birth. But isa aver, the prohibition of aver menachai, that doesn't happen until you detach it, and therefore lo yosi chayla cannot then subsequently take effect on the two pre-existing isurim, and therefore there's only two. V'ibayisim, if you want, you could say another similar approach. The kuleyama that everyone holds behemim b'chayel lav levar memendes. No, we don't view a living creature as a conglomerate, as a bunch of different limbs. Ubimesi iser eva v'chayla iser cheleva iser treifa kamithlagi, and their disagreement is: could we say that the iser eva v'chayla, which happens later on, could it take effect on the pre-existing iser cheleva and iser treifa? What's the machlekes? Marsa v'asichal. Reb Ami held that it could take effect because he held iser chalal iser. A subsequent iser could take effect on the pre-existing iser. Umarsa, but the Reb Chiba Abba's version held lo yosichal. No, an iser ain't iser chalal iser, and therefore can't take effect, and therefore only chayv too. V'ibayisim, if you want, you could say another approach. The kulam abehem b'chayel levar memendes. Everyone agrees that a living creature, we view it as independent limbs. So it happens the moment of birth. The case we're talking about is a kugan shenitra for la'achamekan, and actually the animal became a treifa at a later point in time. Ubemesi iser treifa, mechala iser eva kumiflike, and their machlekes is, could the subsequent iser treifa, which happened later on in its life, take effect on the pre-existing iser eva menachai? What's the machlekes? Marsav asichel. Reb Ami held that the subsequent iser could take effect. Why? Midi dehava chelev, just like we find by forbidden fats. In other words, just like when you have a situation that the moment the animal is born, its chelev is forbidden. A subsequent iser treifa could take effect when the animal later on is torn and mauled and gets iser treifa. Where do we find that? Because the Amar Malik, the master, which refers to Rav in Masechta Zvachim of Ayin Mad Alef, he expounds the pasuk of a Yukra Perek Zayin. Says v'ochel le'tuchlu, and it talks about nevel and treifa. Says one should not eat the fats of an animal that's a nevel or treifa. So the question that Rava was confounded by is, why do you need a pasuk for that? Even by kosher animals, the fats are forbidden. As it says, why do you need a pasuk to say that those fats, which are forbidden by nevel and treifa? So rather, says Rava, HaTayra Amr, Tayra is telling you, Yavai is nevela, yochal alisa chelev. What it's coming to tell you is that actually, the subsequent Issa Nevela, when it wasn't properly slaughtered, will take effect on the pre-existing Issa Chelev, and the other Issa Trefa, Yochal Issa Chelev. And that's why it's necessary to say it, that it will take effect, the Issa Trefa also on the Issa Chelev, That's what you need va'achaloi techlu. To tell you that, no, not that the Issa Chalem, of course we know there's Issa Chalem, but to say that it even has an Issa of Nevela, and it's saying that it will take effect in the pre-existing Issa Chalem, even though the Issa Chalem was there from the moment that it was born. And therefore, here too, even though the Issa Avram and Achai was there before, meaning that happened the moment it was born, together with the Chalem, which before the Issa Aver is coming before the Issa of Trefa, that's the chiddush of the Isra Trefa, just like it could take effect in the pre-existing Isra of Chalev, so too it could take effect in the pre-existing Isra of Evim and Achai, and the Vichai for three. But Vidach, however, B'chibar Abba held, no, a Chalev who, in the Gersi, either like we have the Chayv or the Chayil, by forbidden fats, yes, the subsequent Isra Trefa could take effect, as Rav had said, on the pre-existing Isra of Chalev. Now why? Because Chalev is not so severe, the Hutter, because it's permitted, as we continue to Medbeis, Mechlolis, it's in its intrinsic essence of prohibition, there's a whole category of those chalim that's permitted by chayis. Wild animals don't have the issa chalim. Those same fats are permitted by wild animals. So therefore you could say, oh, it's not so stringent, the something more severe could go ahead and take effect in it, which is the issa trefa. But regarding the issa even the chay, which has no permissibility in any context, loy, they were not going to say that the subsequent issa of trefa could take effect, and therefore he held yong michay for two and not for three. Related discussion on this topic, the Gemara says, Ki Asr Avdimi Amor, and Avdimi came, he said, Bayimini Rabbi Shimon Malakish Rabbi Yechanan. Shimon Malakish had asked from Rabbi Yechanan the following question. Chilkai, someone divided the olive size limb from a living creature, Mibachot, outside, meaning he split it into two before he put it into his mouth. And he ate this half by itself, and then he ate the second half. Ma, what's the halacha? Do we say that they combine to be liable like all other prohibitions in the Torah? That we know the halacha is that they combine even in halves as long as they're both eaten in what's called kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, as the Gemara says in the last parak, Pesachtas Yumin, that payim abeis, which is between 4 or 9 minutes, it's different measurements, but they combine. Or maybe that no, since this whole halacha of Eivim Achai is a novelty because it doesn't have even a kezayis of basar. We're saying, as we said in the previous daf, even the tendons and the bones, which generally one's not liable for eating from a non-kosher animal. Here we said by Ibn Achai, one is going to be liable. Maybe so then you say the halacha concept known of ein lecha be'el chadusha. You only have what the novelty is, which is if you're eating it at one time. Because generally, consumption is at one time. But maybe in halves, they will not combine. And actually, Amalei, Pater, Yerbrechen says, yes, actually, if we're split in half, even though you eat it a few seconds later, one is going to be exempt. But then he asked him, Mibifnim, what's if, let's say, he didn't split it in half outside? It was actually after he put it in his mouth, right before his throat that he's going to swallow it. In his throat, he split into half and then swallowed it in halves. My, what's halacha? On that, I'm only chayv. Rabbi Yechon said, there he's going to be chayv. Now, that's one version. But Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said a different version. Like we said in the first version. If he divides it outside of his mouth and then puts it into his mouth and swallows in two halves, he's exempt. But if he does it, separates it in his mouth itself, he says he's going to be liable. He says he's going to be exempt. Why? So the Gemara explains. He says he's going to be liable because when he's splitting it in half, it's right there by his throat when he's swallowing. Now, his throat had pleasure from it when it was the size of an olive, he swallowed it separately. So in his stomach it was separate, but in his throat, he had it together. So then you're going to be chayv. Says, no, you're going to be exempt, because achila b'meyav b'inan. You need to have it to be considered a consumption, which we said is a whole share of a kezayis, which that's the share of achila, in his stomach. When it goes down into his intestines, it has to be. And since he swallowed it separately, he held that you're going to be potter. And therefore, because of a lekka, since you need to have a share achila and you don't have it because it's separate, it's going to be patur. Now, so the Gemara asks, Elib Shim ben Lakish, Heichem Mishkachas Lid Machayim, when are you going to have a situation that a person can be liable? Like we said, it has to have a share because I is, but it's not possible to chew something, to swallow it at once, such a big share. A person is chewing something, he swallows it in two consecutive swallows. How do you get a full share of a kezayis at the same time, which according to Shlokish you need to have? So Rav Kahane says, Begrumisa ze'erta, is a small bone that's on the spoon part of the thigh, which is the part that pops out on the top, that there's a little bit of flesh over there, and you have the tendon and the bone that's supplemented to the shir b'kezayis, and there a person doesn't chew it, he just swallows it, then you can have a one-time swallowing the shir b'kezayis, and that's the case you're going to be chayiv according to Rish Lakish for the Isra Evi Menachai. Now, however, Rebbe Lazamer, he says a different opinion. He says, "Afilu chalka mibachutz na mechayv." He says, not like Rebbe Yochanan Shlakish. Even if you divide it outside, before you put it in the mouth, you're still going to be liable. Why? Because machasa kreva, just lacking connection, meaning a small little separation like this right before you put it in the mouth, it's not like lacking an action as if you ate only a half an olive size and then another half olive size. It's basically the same act of eating, and every held that you can be chayv for that also of Eva Menachai. Continuing on regarding the requisite measurements of Isurim, Amr Shimon Lakish, he says, Kazai Shama, this that we said it has to be the size of an olive, is Chutz Mishal Bein HaShinayim. That's besides what gets stuck in one's teeth. Meaning you need to have an olive size, what he's swallowing, besides what gets stuck in the teeth. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Afim Bein HaShinayim, he says, no, the Isur of Kazai says, even what gets stuck in the teeth. Now, however, Amr of Papa, he says differently. He says, no, Bishal Bein HaShinayim, what gets stuck in the teeth, the Kul Amalei Pligi, no one's going to disagree, even Rabbi Yechonam agrees, that you cannot consider that together with the measurement of a Kazai, because he's not benefiting, not in his throat, and not in his stomach. And that's because a person only tastes the food when it's near the place of where he swallows, as the Pasuk says in Eiv, that the palate is what tastes the taste. So even Rabbi Yechon would agree, if it's stuck in the teeth, that's not considered from the share of Kazai's. Ki pligi ben achinichayim. What he says, the machlikis was, if it gets stuck in his palate, where his throat is getting pleasure from it, just his stomach is not. Marsav Rabbi Yechonon held harin and the grain of Kazai's, as we learned this idea previously, that he says because the throat's getting benefit from a shir Kazai's, and therefore you can be chayiv. Umarsav achila b'mei of beinim, but Rish Lakish held that no, you need to have the pleasure, the consumption in the stomach, and since it got stuck in the palate, it never got there, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv for the shir Kazai's. Now another teaching on this topic again, Amar Basi Amar Rabbi Yechonon from Rabbi Yechonon, says achol chatzi zayis v'hikay. If someone eats a half an olive size of something that's forbidden, and then he vomits it up, and then he goes and eats another half an olive size of what's prohibited, he's going to be liable, even though in his stomach he never had a full olive size, not a one time, and not even subsequently, because by the time he got the next one in, the first half was already out. So my time, what's the reason? So like Rabbi Yechonon had we quoted him before, because he holds harinen the grain of Kazai's, because ultimately his throat had the pleasure of an olive size by tasting these two half olive size pieces of Isser. Now Rashi points out that obviously this teaching of Rabasi disputes that of Rav Dimi and Ravin, that they had said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, and they both agreed in that in the version of Rabbi Yechonon, that if you divide it outside, you're going to be exempt. Where he held, in this case, is the same idea, what was happening at different times, and still he says, you can be chayiv. Because here, since you're benefiting by the throat, is because, again, like we said, that's where you get the taste, and you're tasting two half olive sizes, although it's at different times, Rabbi held in Rabbi Yechonon, that doesn't bother us, since ultimately it was in the shir of a kedei achilas pras. Now, in contrast, the pleasure of the stomach is only when the stomach gets filled up. So even if you swallow two half olive sized pieces, but the stomach's only getting filled up, at different times in a half olive size. Because by the time you swallow this one is already out, and therefore for that you would be pata, but Rabbi Yechonon holds primary is hanoz grain, that of the throat, and therefore since you benefited in the pleasure in the throat of two half olive sizes, you're going to be chayv. Now, on this theme of Rabbi Asi's teaching name of Rabbi Yechonon, Bayi Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Lozim asked from Rabbi Asi, okay, that's what you said from Rabbi Yechonon, but I have a question for you. Ochel chatzi zayis v'hikir. Let's say a person eats a half olive size of Isser and vomits it up, and then he goes and eats that same half of olive size again. Man, what's the halacha? Now the Gemara wonders, what is Rabbi Elazar's question from Rabbi Asi? Is his question ihave equal? Meaning, do we consider that by swallowing it, it's as if it was digested, and it's like waste matter, and therefore eating it a second time is not, it's not halachically significant because we don't view it as a food item, let alone a prohibited food item anymore. Eloi have equal, or was this question that we don't consider it as digested already, and therefore to be over on it? So then, so why doesn't he just ask him if he did it with an olive-sized piece, and then you swallowed that olive, vomit up an olive, and then took it back down to be chayv two malchias? Why specifically does he ask him in a half olive size? What does he gain by that? So Eli rather says the Gemara, no. It's obvious to Rabbi Elazar that swallowing doesn't make it digested. And you vomit back up, it's still the Dvar Isser to be over on it. What his question to Rabbi Asi was, Ibasa groine azlinan, that do we go based on, that we say, okay, he had the pleasure in his throat, and therefore one should violate, or ibasa meyav aslina, or do we go based on the pleasure of his stomach, and he never had the pleasure of an olive size of iser because his stomach only had one half olive size. Took it down, vomited up, took it back down, but ultimately it was only a half a size of pleasure in the stomach. If you say in the throat, okay, so there he had the benefit in the throat, so you'll be chayev. But in the stomach, so that you didn't have. If that's his question, so then betishlem de Rabasi. So what do you mean? He could resolve it from Rabasi's teaching that we just quoted before, that you go based on the throat. So what's his question? So that says the Gemara, you're right. Actually, Rabbi Lazar, regarding both points that we just mentioned, regarding the fact about if it's digested and regarding if the primary is the pleasure of the throat, they were both obvious to him, those halachas. He actually didn't have to ask Rav Asi anything. It's just that he heard that Rav Asi gemori iakale, that Rav Asi was forgetting his teachings, that he had heard both these teachings from Rabbi Yochanan, that even if someone subsequently would go ahead and eat that same half a olive-sized piece of stuff that he had eaten and vomited, and then eats it again, he actually originally heard from Rabbi Yochanan that he's going to be chayiv. Now, Rav Asi was, however, when he was teaching this teaching from Rabbi Yochanan, he was saying, as we quoted just before, that if you ate a half an olive size, and then vomited, and then ate a different half an olive size, but not the inference is not that one. So obviously that inference, the way he's quoting it, sounds like that, because we do view the first half piece as digested, and if you would go and eat that same half, that you'd be potter. So therefore, v'asur b'laza l'at kure, b'laza was trying to jog his memory, to remind him, and say it in like a question, but that's a very respectful way. And this is what he was telling to Rav Asi. He was going on Rav Asi's teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He was saying, why do you need to have to be over in the Shir B'Kazayis? When you first ate a half a Zayis, vomit up, and then ate a different half of olive size, Le'mamar b'didei, let the master say it by eating that same half a piece again. In other words, remember the teaching that you yourself had said over previously. If you would say that case, you would be saying two chedushim, two novelties. That would teach us, first of all, which was in contrast to the inference of how he was saying it, that A, by swallowing it, that doesn't make it as digested, so you could violate it again. And they would also be teaching us that you would be violating, even though you wouldn't get a zeis in your stomach, but you'd be getting two half a zeisim in your throat to violate it in the shir kazayis. So why didn't you say it that way? So ishtik, Rav Asi was silent, he didn't say anything to Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar said to him, Maifas Hadar, wonder of the generation, which is the terminology of the Gadol Hadar, of the great one of the generation, like we find in the passage in Zechariah, Anshi Maifas Hema, Loi Zimnin Sagin Amr, didn't you many times say this same halacha, Kamid Rabbi Yechon, Vendor Rabbi Yechonon, that even in that same piece itself, that half a olive size, that a person swallowed, vomited, and ate again, that it'd be chayiv, and Rabbi Yechonon agreed to you, Vamalach, and he said to you, you're right, Harei Nen, the groin, the Bekazayis, the person's throat is benefiting with the pleasure, with the two halves of the same half, two times, in the shear of a kazayis. And obviously inferred from that is also that by swallowing it doesn't make it digested as if it's waste matter, and that you could be chayv with the same piece two times, and therefore he was trying to remind him of that halacha. You don't have to say it with a kazayis achar, you could even say it with that same half a olive size piece itself. We shall return to the seventh paragraph of the school, and paragraph, which again the primary theme of all these Mishnayos, we're discussing the sciatic nerve, that of the Gidanasha in the animal, regarding its prohibition to consume that.